Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Championship Sunday, 2 days away. The best day in sports, in my opinion. We listed some of the other good days. We'll get back to that at about 1 o'clock. It is In the Loop Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. I'm Landry Locker. That's the OG John Lopez with 30 years of experience covering your teams here in Houston. Figgy Fig on the other side of the glass, making sure we stay on the air and sound good. Think No Fear Championship Sunday edition. Things that we think, things that we know, and things that we fear. John Lopez, I'll let you start with what you think.
I think Anderson is not a joke.
CJ Anderson.
I think CJ Anderson is going to do
it. Talking about the buffet back.
Well, if you weren't watching and you weren't following it, he came out of nowhere.
I mean, he came off the street. He got cut by the Carolina Panthers, went to the Rams, and he was the player of the game when they beat that.
A buck 30
against the Cowboys, something like that. He was running all over the place.
At least one touchdown, just gashing them.
He looked like a fatter Jerome Bettis.
Yeah, he looked like Marshawn to me. He looked like Marshawn just kind of slashing his way through them. I mean, it shouldn't be. It should have been a fluke that the Cowboys just didn't expect. But I think they're going to rely on him, especially, you know, they're not going to try to shorten the game because they've got a wide open, offense as well against the Saints, so nobody's going to shorten this game. But I think they're going to use him. I think they're going to use him to kind of open up the play action.
I think that Sean McVay is going to show why he is one of the prime coaches in the NFL. And despite the fact he's just now turning 33, I think Sean McVay is going to have a game plan against this Saints defense that is going to be very, very entertaining. And I think after the game, we're going to be talking about just how brilliant Sean McVay was in that situation. And I also think that Todd Gurley, it seems like they've almost been resting, I think they're going to unleash Todd Gurley against the Saints.
Yeah, I almost drafted him. Did you get Gurley?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think he's going to have a big game. I know Patrick Mahomes is not going to be rattled. I mean, I don't need to see any more. I mean, every time someone talks about Patrick Mahomes, they go, oh, what a great arm, or his trick passes, if there is such a thing, you know, the no look and the sidearm and all that. You know what nobody's talking about enough?
Nobody's talking about Guy.
He's a cool customer, man. He's got that it. You know, we talk about that with Deshaun Watson, obviously Tom Brady, some of the, you know, Drew Brees, that special something. I know he's not going to get rattled. They might lose, but he's not going to be because he rattled.
I know the Patriots are going to be ready to play the Chiefs at the very least. I don't know if they're going to win the game, but I know they're going to be ready for one reason, because they're the New England Patriots, and for another reason, because they practiced outside this week and they're ready for the elements.
As if it matters. Okay, well, mine kind of ties in with that. I fear the Patriots. I hate to see I was almost going to say I hate the Patriots. I don't. But I just would hate to see them in the Super Bowl again. It would, like, almost not ruin, but it would put a big damper on my Super Bowl Sunday. You know what I mean? On a lot of people's. I fear the Patriots.
I fear that the Chiefs are going to get all over the Patriots. I fear that this could be a beat down, and we'll be talking about the end of the Patriots era, which the reason I fear that is because I think Texans fans should actually be rooting for the New England Patriots. As hard as that is, I almost throw up in my mouth even thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I think that Pat Mahomes getting over that hump at this young of an age, I think it would be a nightmare for Deshaun Watson, Bill O'Brien, and the rest of the AFC. I fear it's going to happen. I fear that they're going to come out there. Tyreek Hill's going to make plays down the field. Travis Kelce's going to be making plays, and Pat Mahomes is going to be doing what he do. I fear that, and I fear that we're going to be seeing a Patriots team limping out of Arrowhead Stadium.
Texter with a very fair question. Why didn't the Texans sign C.J. Anderson? I mean, they felt good about what they had.
Scheme. I guess it's scheme. I guess it's scheme. All that scheme stuff that everybody talks about. I mean, it is discouraging. And Wade and I got into this. It's discouraging that running backs just come off the street every year and they make immediate impacts on other teams, but Alfred Blue lingers for 4 years.
Can I interest you in some championship weekend prop bets, which kind of ties in?
Hell yeah.
With
will you book my bet? Will you be my bookie?
Oh, I got to tell you a story about my son, my oldest boy. Remember I made those college football bowl game bets? Well, I ended up winning $400 all told, which that's a good, you know, that's a good set of bowl games. So I texted him this morning. I said, just give the money to your mom because they're, you know, they're up in D.C. I said, just give the money to your mom. Give the $400. He goes, it was $195. I went, wait a minute. I won four games, lost my two parlays, and I paid you in advance. You know, I gave him the $350 up front that I bet on those games. I did $50 on like six games and then a couple parlay, whatever it was. And he goes, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I was like, come on, man.
Forgot.
You make more money than me.
He gotcha. Come on.
All right. Will either team in any game score three straight times?
Yes.
Yes is minus 200. No is plus 170. So no is the favorite?
Yeah, no is favorite.
No is favorite.
I'll say yes. Somebody's going to put it on.
This is Rams Saints.
I mean, one of these offenses. These offenses are so high powered. I mean, it could be two field goals. It could be a touchdown after. Mm-hmm. I'd say yes, but they went back and forth. They went back and forth last time they played.
I like these kind of prop bets that are football related, not like coin flip and all that. Like you get in the Super Bowl. First score of the game, touchdown or any other score in Rams Saints.
Touchdown.
The other is probably more likely, right?
Touchdown, baby.
All right. Jared Goff, over under 289 yards.
I think he's going to go off. I think this is going to be a good game for Jared Goff. I'll say that he goes over 289. I actually think this could be, I don't want to say nobody's talking about because it is the final four, but it does seem like nobody's talking about Jared Goff. I mean, we've talked about C.J. Anderson, and Goff actually struggled against the Cowboys, but we've talked about C.J. Anderson, we've talked about Drew Brees, we talked about Tom Brady, we talked about Pat Mahomes. Jared Goff's almost an afterthought here, and I don't think enough people are talking about him. I'm happy to have him on my In the Loop Mad Radio Fantasy Challenge Championship Sunday team.
And if you want to see those teams, you tweeted them out. Actually, Sports Radio 610 tweeted them out, I believe. Todd Gurley, Figgy, over under 71.5 yards. No is the favorite.
Ooh, I'm going to say...
Well, you got to pull for yes.
Yes.
You got to pull for yes. Drew Brees completions, Landry, 25.5.
Over.
It's a lot.
I mean, Thomas had 213 yards last time these teams met.
Yes, he did. And whose roster is he on?
He is on the OG John Lopez's roster.
All right, let's go to the other game here. Patriots, Chiefs. Will either team score three straight times?
No.
No, that's got to be a no.
Although
right?
I could see Kansas City putting it on them, but that's hard.
This is an interesting one to me. TD passes by Tom Brady. Two.
Push.
I think that might be the right bet.
They've been running a lot. Yeah. I actually watched the Chiefs-Patriots game yesterday because I have no life. So I was watching the game yesterday on NFL Network. They've been running a lot of 21 personnel.
Yeah, they have.
Which is two backs and one tight. They run the rock now.
Mm-hmm.
They run the rock. And they got some damn good backs to do it, too. They got James White. They got Sonny Michel. Patriots are a physical
that's
team.
That's their whole thing.
They're probably the least explosive offense playing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not to say they're the best, but they're very methodical. They'll wear your ass down, and that's just them changing styles like they've been known to do.
Right. All right. Patrick Mahomes, 2.5
over. If I were in Vegas, I would say over all day.
Receiving yards by Tyreek Hill, 80.5.
That only takes one catch for him. But I do feel like, you know, the Bill Belichick strategy is take away their best weapon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they can do that with the Chiefs just because you can still throw it short to Tyreek Hill. I'll take the over. But if that is the strategy that everybody talks about,
right,
then I think Tyreek Hill is going to be the guy they try to take away. But how do you do that? He goes in motion all the time. You throw it short. You throw it long. And he's faster than everybody. Yep. And Pat Mahomes
has
the arm strength.
He can get 60 on one play.
And the problem is, with Alex Smith, he could outrun Alex Smith's arm to where it was almost like he's too far away.
Yep.
You can't outrun Pat Mahomes' arm.
Exactly. All right, these next three are very intriguing to me, and I think they're specific.
Don't oversell it, OG.
No, I'm not. Well, maybe I am. Usually I don't, but I might be this time. But I think they're specific to this game. these next three prop bets, according to the Las Vegas Review-General, Journal. Will either team miss an extra point? Keep in mind the weather.
No.
5 degrees, blizzard-like conditions.
No.
30,
the
whatever.
Only way they do is if they had dumb coaches like you that didn't practice outdoor field goals. But they both practiced outdoors, so no.
I would bet yes. Let's make a side bet.
I would bet some of these guys might go for two.
Well, late in the game or late in the half. Or
McVay sometimes will go for it early.
You want to do another $2 side bet?
Yeah.
I say at least the Patriots or Chiefs will miss an extra point.
Okay, $2.
$2. Largest, this is another one I think specific to this one AFC Championship game. Largest lead of the game, 14.5 by either team. I would say yes, too, because I think the Chiefs could bolt out.
I'll say yes.
At home, right?
I'll say yes, but yeah. I hope not.
Yeah, I do, too. And then this one is specific to the Patriots. Will either team score in the final 2 minutes of the first half?
Yes.
That's a Patriots staple, man.
Yes.
That's a Patriots staple. I would vote yes, too.
And that's a good offense staple, and they definitely got good offenses. Coming up next in the hits, Championship Sunday talk continues, and Clint Capela has a successful surgery. Plus, I'm going to have the OG John Lopez guess who mentored Drew Brees. That's next on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.